It's sorrow. He has a short mind. Rashi says, "Meisum libay kol dagas chaveroi." All problems bother him too much. His own problems, friend problems, bother him too much. He's always has problems. The toiv lev mishta tamid. Who's a toiv lev? A good heart. He's always drinking. Zeh shedaiter rechava. Person that has a wide heart. He doesn't take things to heart. He hears. He helps you out. But there are probably doesn't have. He has bitachon Hashem. That the problems Hashem will take care of. You try your best, but you have to have it often. V'yomer b'shur ben Levi, kol yimei ani royim, all the days of anoni is bad. The question is why? So pshuta means he doesn't have what he has to work too hard, so the weekdays are bad. But v'yikar shabbos of yom tovim, there's shabbos and yom tov that he rests, there's no work to do anyway. And mistami, he has what he has a suda shabbos, so what should be wrong with anoni on shabbos? The Amor answers yes, even though he has what he, but kiddi shmuel, Yomar Shmuel, Shino Veses Chilas Hacholi Mayim. Changing of your daily manners is the beginning of sickness. So the whole week the Yoni doesn't have what teeth. He's working hard, has nothing to eat. And come Shabbos, now that he rests and he has what teeth, he'll get sick from it. So Kitz the Shabbos is also raw for him. Tana Rabban, Hakura Posik Shal Shir Ashirim. Somebody reads a Posik from Shir Ashirim. The Yoysa Oysa Kimin Zemer, he makes a song out of it. Is or else va'akur a posik bebeis mishtois? You take a posik, mash many posik from Nevi'im or Tanakh, and you take it by a simcha, by a mishta, by a drink, by a beitli drinking. B'loy zmanoi, not at its right time, and you make a song out of it. Is mevi rol olam? You bring bear to the world. Well, if nei shatoro chagera sack, the Torah itself wraps itself around in a sack. V'yoy medes and it stands lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, one of Hashem. The emeris of him, it stands in front of Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, asuni banecha kekinor. Your children made me the Torah like a harp. Sheminagnim boy leitzim, that they're singing leitzim by mishtoyas, by drinks. When they're drinking wine, they come to sing me. It's not nice. They bring beer to the world. There's a big shaila about our nigunim. A lot of songs we have apsukim from Shir Hashirim. They make songs out of it. So the main hetter is supposed to be that they do it now, Lisaris, to bring your Masara person, like to bring you back to Hashem, make you closer to Hashem. But then it goes, it depends. Certain modern songs, I don't want to say, certain songs in the Gunim they have now, I don't know how close it brings you back to Hashem. If anything, sometimes those in the Gunim are so rocky already that they're more rocky than the rock and roll already. I don't know, it's a question. It's a good question, I'm not sure. The first Adigmar says, some to take a song, some to make a song out of it, that's not right. If you do it l'shem service to bring like zimuras on Shabbos, that you're allowed to sing. You sing it l'service, you like want to praise Hashem. To praise Hashem is all right, but just to make a song out of it, that's a big problem. Omalo, beat this Hashem said back to the Torah. B'shor sh'oichlem b'shoisim, but ma yisasku Hashem is malam etzchus. What do you want for the Jews? B'shas they're eating and drinking. What should they do? So they're taking you and singing you. Be happy. They have you there also. They have you in mind. In Bali Mikra and Yasek Batara. The Torah says back, no. If they know how to read Torah, let them read Torah when they have nothing to do. Or the Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Let them read Ksuvim and Nevi'im. In Bali Mishnah, if there's a Zerzah to learn Mishnayis, Yasek B'Mishnah. Let them learn Mishnah. Ba'alocho Va'agodos. Let them read that. In Bali Talmud, if they know how to learn Gemara already, Yasek Ba'alochos. Pesach, but Pesach. Listen, 30 days, most of the year you have to learn halachas of Yom Tov anyway. 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning Hilchos Pesach. Vilchas Atzeres, Patzeres, before Yashruas, Hilashruas. Vilchas Chag, Bechag, before Sukkis, Hilchasukkis. Purim, Chanukah. No, you have what to do the whole year round. So this is the minigloob is brought down that every Shulchan you're supposed to say it's about halacha. So that's what the Torah itself answers back to Hashem. That Klai Yisrael should have what to do with himself, not to make a song out of me, but let them learn me better. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Chanina, call Hakara Posek Bizmanoi. If you read a Posek at its right time, means at the right time you say Divrei Torah, maybe Toivol Yolam, you bring something good on the world. Shimon the Posek says, V'dova B'itai Matoiv. A word at its own time, the right time, it's good. Now, the Mishnah then said, another person is Eim L'chilik L'olam Abo V'haloicha Shalamaka. He says charmings on the wound. He says kishuf-like. For that is Eim L'chilik L'olam Abo. Like you're taking away your trust in Hashem, and you're putting your trust in this kishuf, for that is Eim L'chilik L'olam Abo. So it's like an apikurus. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, who beroy kikbo, he has to spit also, the person has to spit. Lefi shem maskir and shem shemayim ala rakika. Because that's something that you don't do, you don't put the shem shemayim, or else that kishav is only said upon rakika when you spit. Rashi says, beroy kik, shekain derech malachshim. That's the derech of these people that do charming. Leroka koy de malachis, they spit before they say the words. Viyosa lahaskir posak alachisha. And not allowed to say any posak of chumish on a rakika when you spit, because that's proving you're not using it l'shem shemayim, but using it to bring the chichas of tum upon yourself. So that's ein l'chilag lal mabo. It maravama afilo negat saras. You should not even say the words of negat saras. You should not even say. Rechadinama afilo vayikra moisha. Not even the posak of vayikra moisha should not be said after you spit. Tana rabbon. Sochin, you're allowed to shmir yourself, rub yourself with oil on Shabbos. You're allowed to rub yourself even by your stomach on Shabbos, even though maybe you're doing it for you have a stomach ache, and you want to rub yourself, since this is something people do on the weekday, rubbing yourself with oil, is permissible to do on Shabbos also. If there's a snake around, and you want to speak to it, there's a certain charming you do, like to protect yourself, to take away that snake, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos also. Umaviren kli agavu ayin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put like an eye kli over your eye on Shabbos. If you want to wash out your eye, you're allowed to use that on Shabbos. Rashi says kli al ayin, the top Rashi on the left side. She came derech litin kli matkos al ayin k'dei lekar ayin, to cool off the eye. It's not even a refuah, it's just to cool off the eye. If you want to put a metal, a cup on your eye, that's mutter on Shabbos. It's a kli. It's a kli. Much as a metal kli. A compress comes squeezing may be a problem, but just to put cold on your eye is all right. Under Shemang Amliel, the nedar of a move. When was this said? The kli had nitla. That's to be clear that you're allowed to move. It's not muksa. Aba the kli shena nitla kli. That's muksa like a hammer is osur. Then you can't use. V'yein shoylim bidvar shedim b'shabbos. You're not supposed to talk to the shedim on Shabbos. Rashi says she can oisim ki shoyvdim shum dover shelim b'maisa shedim. When they used to lose something, they used to ask about the shedim, and they would tell them where it was. So this is also to do on Shabbos. Mishum mamsech atzecha. Interesting. Well, oh, that's the question. So far, it says there's a special list on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're supposed to refrain from such talking. You're not supposed to talk to the shedim on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Oimer Af Becherlos, even Becherlos also.
Rambam says there's no more shading.
Rashi Lishol b'shading the first to come on Mishum Sakona. The reason why it's a Sakona, when you start to talk to them, you never know, they may rebound on you, rebound and give you a punch. So even Becherlos also. Omer Rav Huna, Ein Alok Rabbi Yosef, we do not pass like Rabbi Yosef. You see, he holds Becherlos. Hashem, something like the Yosef. What the Aleph saying here?
Yeah.
No, the Chori Paskin here. He says, yeah, the Gros says, Tevet, Nimchak Tevet saying, take the Ein out. Ravuna, yeah, Om Ravuna, Halachik Rav Yosef, Vafim Rav Yosef. Vaf Rav Yosef, Lo Yom Elam Mishum Sakona. He also, the reason why you can't talk to Shadim in the weekdays is only because of a Sakona. You have to be afraid of them. They could harm you. Ki Ho the Rav Yitzvah by Yosef. The Yivlei Bi'arza, he was once talking to the Shadim, and he was swallowed up in the cedar tree. The cedar tree swallowed him up. Bisavid lay, and this happened for him. Porka arzo, that the cedar tree split open, opolti was saved. But like we say, lav kolinshi zoich lanes. So don't try this out. Don't get yourself caught in the middle of a cedar tree. Tana rabban, what goes in the braisa? Sochin, umamash mishim of neimayin b'shabbos. You're allowed to rub yourself with oil on Shabbos, even on your stomach. You can't do in the same manner you do on the weekday. So you have to do some shinui. How should you do it? First, just rub yourself, put the oil on you, and then you massage yourself. A little bit shinui. Rabbi Yechon Mashmer usually did this first, they would massage themselves and then put the shemen. Here on Shabbos, do the opposite. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Sach and Mashmer Shabbos, do it together. Put the oil and massage yourself together. Tana Rabbanan, Shori Shemen, Vesari Beitzim, Mutorim Lishro Behem. You're allowed to speak to them, whatever this means, the sar, the heads, the koichas of oil and the koichas of eggs. To them you're allowed to talk to. Rashi says, Yesh Meister Shaden, the type of Shaden demons here. Shesholem Aydei Shemen, that these demons, you could talk to them through oil. The Korolei Sori Shemen, these demons are called the masters of the oil. Vainul Sori Boyen, Vyesh Shalom Meshachim. So these people you're allowed to talk to. He says, Mutarm Lishabhem. Elam Ifnei, Shemekazvin, but the reason why you should stay away from them is because they lie to you. You won't get a straight answer. Therefore, stay away from them, you're wasting your time. They're going to lie back. Leich shenal shemen shebekli, you could leich is a charming on shemen that's in a kli, but v'yein leich shenal shemen shebiyan. Oil that's in your hand is forbidden. Lefikov, therefore, sochen mi shemen shebiyan. You're allowed to use rub oil from your hand, because there you had no lachas, you didn't say any charming to them. But v'yein sochen mi shemen shebekli, you have to be careful. Maybe they set some lachas on it, and there's some kishuv there, some eshedim there, and it'll be harmful for you. Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaso iklal hu eshpiz. He went into this inn. Isolate mishcha mona. They gave him a plate of oil. Shaf, he rubbed himself with it. Nofkan leit simcha biapei. His face broke out with boils. There was some kishya. There was some shadim on this oil. Nofkan kishub. He went out to the street. Chazis seyitzah. So he met up with a lady that she was also a kishuf. And Omro, she said, Zika de Chamas Kochazin Hocha. I see my friend the Sheikh Chamas, that's his name. Rashi says, Zika de Chamas, Ruach shall oyster shade. Sheshmoy Chamas and Iroya, Befanecho, Sheikh Zosta, he got a hold of you. He's in your face. So, Avdulay Milsa, she did something for him. She did some charming there. We used to see him became healed up. That's why you got to be careful from this oil that sometimes they have shade in there. Oh, Malay Rababala Rabba, Bamori, Ksiv, it says in the Posek. All the sicknesses that were in Mitzrayim, I won't put upon you. Why? Because I'm the healer, I'm the doctor. So the question is, Hashem says he would not put these sicknesses upon us. So Rafua Lama, what do I care if he's a doctor? We don't need him. You need a doctor if you're sick. But the prophet says, I will not put these sicknesses on you, so what do I need a Rafecha for? Omalei, Hochiyam Rav Yechanan. Mikra ze me'atzma nidrish. Dash in the pasuk the way it says it. The what? Shnemer says for yomer. It says in the pasuk before that. Im shamaya tishma kol Hashem lekecha. That means there's a condition involved. If you listen to the words of Hashem, im tishma loy osim. If you listen to the words, then I will not put the sicknesses of a time upon you. But v'im loy tishma. If you do not listen to Hashem, osim. Then I would put the sickness upon you. And you know alpha, but can even so, kani Hashem refecha. I am the healer, and even if Hashem puts it, it won't be that bad, or still, you'll be healed. Omar Rabba Barbachona, Kishachol, or Rebbe Lezer, became sick. Nichnesu Tamid of Levakro, Tamidim came into Levakachelo. Omar Lehem, they said to the Rebbe, Chama Azo, Yesh Bielam, if there's a heat in the world, Chama Azo, it's very hot in the world. Could be that's what I mean. Rashi says, Al Atzmar Hoyoimer, Shekoyis Olav Hamokom, Vich Betchelov. As Reb Leza said this, right. He said upon himself, that I'm burning up in heat, it means like Hashem is angry upon me. That's why Hashem is bringing the sickness upon me. Is his Kohen Boichim, so Tamidim started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Masach, Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. Omrullah, they said to Rabbi Kiva, Lo Mata Masarak, how come you're laughing? It's a famous Gemara always. Rabbi Kiva is always laughing, they're always crying. We'll soon see why. Omrullah, what are you crying for? Omrullah, Efsha Sefer Torah, Shara B'tzar, like our Rebbe, like a Sefer Torah is B'tzar in pain now. Lenivcha, we shouldn't cry. Omrullah, Mekachle Masarak, that's why I'm laughing. Calls the man Shani Rei. The whole lifetime I saw Rebbe. Shein Yena Mechametz, his wine never was spoiled. V'yein pishtoni loikis, flax was never spoiled. V'yein shmoni mavish, oil was never spoiled. V'yein divshoni mavish, honey never became sour. Amarti, I said to myself, Shem achas v'shalom kibur Rabbi Olamai. Maybe he's receiving all his reward in this world. His life is too good. And he's not going to have oil mabo. But v'yach shiv now, sheni iroya Rabbi b'tzar, now that the Rabbi has some tzar, ani misameach, I'm happy. They say the midr of Kiva always had their 50th midr of Chochmah, and every dover ra he could see the good. That was the midr that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing. When Moshe said, send the biyad shliach, so the Medrash says Moshe wanted Rabbi Kiva to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Because Moshe only saw the bad.
But the key to have this chokhmah and everything that looks bad, he has this chokhmah to know why Hashem is doing it, what the good is involved. Amalei Akiva, klum kichsatim min atar kula. So Rav Lezer is about to Akiva. Are you saying like I did a chet that deserved a punishment? Did I miss anything in the Torah? Oh my Lord, if Kiva said back to listen, the Maratoni Ravenu, you yourself taught us, Ki Odom Ein Sadik Boris, Ashiyasatov Leyechta, there's no person that goes through this world that has not done at least one sin. So Mustalm, at least one sin you have. So I wanted to see at least one, you should have some pain, that I should know, you'll be Zaykh to Elam Abba. Tana Rabbonin, Ki Shechol Rablazer. Alright, we'll stop. Yeah, that's Kuf Aleph from an Aleph. 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbon, what like this in the Braisa? Kishechol Rabbi Eliezer. When Eliezer became sick, this is the second Maisa, we had one before, this is the second time. So Nichnasu Arbo Zekein Lavakroi. His 4 famous Talmidim came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Loza Ben Azario, Rabbi Akiva. So then they all said something to the Rebbe to try and appease the Rebbe, try and make him feel good. So then the Rebbe Tarfin answered first. The Yomun, he said, Toivah told the Yisrael, Rebbe, you're better for Klai Yisrael, mitipesha geshomim, more than the rain. Shetipesha geshomim, b'yelam azir. The rain helps us in this world. It provides us food in this world. But for Rebbe, but you Rebbe, b'yelam azir, b'yelam abor. The Torah that you taught us, that helps us both in this world and in olam abor. That you are more necessary for us than the rain. Nen or Bishua said, "V'yomar toivatol Yisrael yoisa migalgal chamo. You are better to Klai Yisrael than the sun. Shegilgal chamo b'olam hazeh also only helps in this world, but Rebbe b'olam hazeh b'olam abo." So the first one said, "Water starts off from this world. Water comes up from olam from the earth." And the second one said, "You're even better than what comes down from Shemayim. The sunlight comes down from Shemayim." Still, you're better to us than the Shemayim. Nene Rebbe Loza ben Azayev Yomar, Toi Vatol Yisrael, you're better for Klai Yisrael, Yoisem Miyavim, that's a combination already. You're better for us than the father, than the father and the parents. Shav Ein Boilam Mazeh, they only bring us to this world. But for Rebbe, you Rebbe, Boilam Mazeh Boilam Abo, the Torah you taught us brings us both to a good life in this world and in Boilam Abo. Now the final one, Nene Rabbi Kira Kiva answered and said, V'yomar, Chavivim Yisurim. He told his Rebbe, Shino, be happy that you have Yisurim. You're in a tremendous matzav now, you have Yisurim, feel happy about it. That's what he told his Rebbe. And Rashi says, Chavivim Yisurim, why? She'mechapron alecha, it'll be a kapara for you. As the Gemara before, Rabbi Lezer said back, did I do any chet? And Rabbi Kiva answered back, yes, you taught us a cloud, that ain't sadik barat, asher yasetoy v'lo yechta. Every person has at least some chet. So therefore, now that you're having your yisurim, your pains in this world, be happy, accept and be avor, it's something good for you. That's what Rabbi Kiva told him. So this the Rebbe liked. Omalehem, samchuni, let me sit up. V'yeshma divri Akiva, talmidei. I want to hear what my Talmud Akiva has to tell me. This excited the Rebbe. Shoma, that you tell me, chaviv and yisurim. You tell me that Yisurim is so good for a person. Let me hear about this. So Amaloy Akiva Zuminayin Lecho. So after they sat up the Rebbe, so the Rebbe Blaz asked Rabbi Akiva, how do you know this? Omri said, listen, Mikrani Dorish, I'm dashing a posik. The posik says about Menashe, it says that Ben Shtei Mesrei Shon and Menashe B'mochoi, he was 12 years in kingdom, V'chamishim V'chomei Shon and Moloch Yisrael. And he reigned completely for 55 years. And Vayas Horah Ben Yashem. He did bid in the eyes of Hashem, and Asher was a Rosha. Well, see, the Pasuk says,